you, Duo Maratin. Ria Modak and Angela Varo. Beautiful. And are we ready? You need more time or you're, no pressure. Yeah, little line check, yeah.
Good one. Let's go. Caperucita Roja se despidió de su mamá y se encaminó a la casa de su abuelita. Iba por el bosque.
¿A dónde vas? ¿A dónde vas?
Lobo.
¿Y qué llevas en la cesta?
Voy a casa de mi abuelita a llevarle unos panecillos y limonada. Limonada.
Oh, two, oh, that's what the, that's two, oh, one, oh, oh, this, one, two, oh, this is a chicken and no, they are, oh, 2 miles away from the, when in the head, my ears in front, the ears in the, and my, no, that's the, oh, 2 miles away from, oh, so 2.3 miles away from, my brain, 1.234 miles away from my brain, my brain in a box, it's, brain, it's good. Oh, 2 miles away from ideas. Oh, ears. Oh, what's a 2 miles away from why 2 miles away? Oh, no, that's boxes inside those boxes inside my eyes. Those inside my hands. Hands. What?
What?
What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What is falling from my head? What is 3 miles away, 3 miles away, 3 miles away from, 3 miles away, three miles away, four, 3 miles away, four. And to take the bus to the tube station, and Eunice is around the corner. 2 miles away from two miles away from falling from my head, from the boxes in my ears and my head ideas.
¿Cómo te sientes, abuelita?
Preguntó. Aunque lo cierto es que su abuelita le parecía muy extraña.
Mucho mejor, querida.
Querida.
No le ponga más Windex en el aceite. And that is what the things have. No hay ninguna sensación que no haga sin tejo o no tiene.
Thank you.
You don't skin me know.
Voluntarily has three American astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Edwin Aldrin Jr., and Michael Collins, left a world that would probably never again be the same.
Cecilia Lopez, thank you so very much, Barbara Tegander.
Thank you. Barbara Togander! Woo! Cecilia Lopez, yes. Woo! Thank you. Would you like to come on down and talk with me? That was amazing. And I love you.
We're in flesh.
So you met Layal down in the dressing room.
She said, we got legs. You got legs.
You have legs. That was like the revelation. You have legs after seeing each other.
We can, like, Where's the chair?
Yeah. You know, so Barbara's Instagram photo is an ear. If you look, it's an ear, like an animated ear. So I wanted to talk about that and to both of you about listening and how you came to your vocabulary and your language and through listening and so that's a very vague question, but I'd love to hear from both of you.
It's a very interesting question, I think, because listening is basic, of course, for musicians and for everybody. But I could be like 3 hours talking. And I don't think that's the idea. But how much do you need, guys? How much time do you need? No, but you know, listening is basic, but at the same time, I've been changing a lot of countries when I was a kid, and even before I knew how to speak. So I found myself trying to understand languages I didn't know. So I had to listen very carefully, because in that listening, even if you don't understand the words, there is a musicality to it, there is an intention, so there is a communication. And that fascinates me up to today, like the languages and it's complex and it's very interesting. It's very nice. I think that a little bit happens. That's what happens when I start improvising. I don't think about it. It just started happening. And so many years after that, I would ask myself, why am I doing this? you don't control very much when you're improvising. So I found the answer. Yeah, of course, I've been, all my life. I'm just, what? Oh, yeah, right. I'm not getting in again. With Ria, we were talking about that with Ria the other day, like how languages, different languages sound and wow, and it's amazing. Yeah. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cecilia.
Yeah, what was the question?
Oh, listening. Listening and how that brought you to
your vocabulary
when you
express. Yeah. I'm not sure about that. I think listening for me has a very, I have very poor sight. I'm nearly blind.
Really?
Yes.
Who am I?
I don't know. The language is not. Listening in a way is like more, it's like a better medium to listen around and have like an impression around me. So I think like I always related more to the ears than I did to, other senses. And there's a lot of listening to materials that is like listening to processes, and I think like I approach electronics like that, I don't know.
Like materials.
Materials, like actual materials, like resonant bodies, We are a resonant body, we're a filter in a way. So,
Any questions from?
Yes.
You did several albums up there.
Yes.
And I was wondering if they act as the base of your improvisation. What are those albums and how did you choose them?
Oh, I had to make a selection because otherwise I couldn't get up to the plane with my luggage. So it wasn't easy, but I have some basics that are effects. I don't really use them all today because, it depends on how you blah, blah. So effects, the thing is mostly the dynamics. Every vinyl is like a Pandora box. Turntable is like a Pandora box, They sound different, they're different equalizations, different volumes, different, what it has. So you have different ways of playing the turntable, like just listening to the vinyl and sharpening it and whatever, and making it work like this mechanically, and then with your hand. So that changes absolutely the sound. So it has, one vinyl can have many different functions, like background, or playing it as a percussion, or words, you know, voices with voices. And I think that's nice. And yeah. I've got very old ones, you know, they're really destroyed, and that sound of the needle on the destroyed vinyl, I think it's very nice. I have lots of fun, like, using the equalizer and just putting all in highs and taking away mids and lows, and that gives another universe. So... So I don't know. I start choosing according to my impro and what I feel like doing. And no, please don't go. No.
I noticed. Were you looking at our welcome packet for some inspiration? Yeah. Yeah. So this is what we gave all of our artists: the schedule and the restaurants around here. And I saw them. Like, is that a welcome packet? Yes. I love it. Average, what was the average cost,
average,
kind of?
Price.
Average price of the restaurant.
Price, so I said just
average is a great word, yeah. yeah, any other questions? Yeah.
Where did you get
that
to vocalize the sounds of records?
Oh, just like, yeah, you mean when I do it with a record, or...?
Well, it sounded like you were vocalizing the sound that a turntable.
Yeah. Because when you start like playing and improvising with both things, you know, this is like your body. So the turntable turns out to be yourself. It's like, you know, singers, we use a lot like our body, hands, arms. And so this is sounding. So if I'm using the turntable, it's sound, the turntable and the voice, somehow. It just came out very organically.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And how long have you both, like, known each other? How long have you been doing?
Yeah. Like, how did...
It's been a long time.
It was 15 years? More than that.
More than that. When was the... Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah, a long time. Very long time.
Where?
From Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you met there.
Yeah.
Worked
yeah.
Together there.
Mm-hmm.
Before you came.
Oh, yeah. Way before.
Yeah.
Early 2000s?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
At least,
yes.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah.
Well, we haven't played together duo ever.
No, it's our first time as a duo.
First time, everyone. There's more to come, the first of many. So, yay! Thank you, Barbara Togander, Bartog, and Cecilia Lopez. Thank you so much.